This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is Barry Maltz. This is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 314. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business services solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. On tap today, do you know that most small businesses only spend $200 a month on marketing, and then they wonder why their pipeline isn't full? I'm going to show you how to spend just a little bit more and have a lot more leads. Also, online dating is all the rage, but can what works for Match.com actually work for people on a professional level? We have our very own business matchmaker to join us. But first, my forecasts for 2015 were the most bullish I predicted since the Great Recession. But things seem to be slipping a little bit recently. My next guest is going to look into her crystal ball and tell us what's really going to happen. Susan Sulovic is an award-winning entrepreneur and internet pioneer. She founded one of the first video-based websites and grew it to a multi-million dollar enterprise. The company was recognized as the best investment opportunity in Silicon Valley in 2006 by a venture forum group. She is a sought-after keynote speaker, New York Times best-selling author, media personality, and popular blogger. You can see her regularly on Fox Business Network. Susan, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Barry. It's always fun to be with you.
All right, so let's polish up that crystal ball. What's going to happen this year?
I tell you, you know, they keep asking me that on Fox because they want to know, is small business ready to jump in there and get growing again? And my concern has been that, yes, I think there is some pent-up demand with small businesses. They do, you know, there's some evidence that they're starting to hire a little bit more, payrolls are going up, maybe investing in growth. But I think what we're seeing is they are like sort of taxiing on the runway, but they're not really ready to take off. And there are going to be a lot of things they're going to be watching in terms of tax reform, regulations, what's going on with the GDP, are consumers really ready to spend? So there's going to be a lot of things that small businesses are going to be cautiously watching in this coming year.
So what are they most fearful of, it that we actually repeat what happened in 2008, that it's still fresh in our memories?
Yes, I think it is. I mean, you know, they sort of got left out. And when, you know, these big companies were getting bailouts, and there was a lot of rhetoric and talk about small business and what we want to take care of small business because they drive our economic engine. But where was that help? It was non-existent. So I think they've learned to do a lot with a little. Those who have survived are a lot more savvy now. So I think that they're just sitting back and saying, you know what, we're not going to take any crazy risk. We're not going to go into debt. You know, you talk to bankers, even though supposedly there's money to lend to small businesses now, loan applications just really aren't appearing on bankers' desks because small businesses don't want to take on that debt. So that's my read on it.
So let's talk about the banks for a minute, because last month I was able to interview the SBA chief, Maria Contreras-Sweet, and she was talking about that they're bringing all this stuff online with SBA One. They're making no fees for $150,000 loans or less. So you think that now the gate isn't necessarily that banks or the SBA isn't lending, but that small business owner is afraid to go into debt to get more capital for their business?
I truly believe that in a great number of circumstances, because you know this, Barry. I mean, when we go into debt, we are really putting our own lives at risk, our own well-being, our families, everybody, because there isn't going to be a bailout for
us. That's right, exactly.
We lose it, you know? So until they see that the economy is truly on an economic growth trajectory, I don't think the majority of them are going to really risk and go into debt.
So we're talking with Susan Sulovic, one of the biggest small business experts in the country. Susan, so where do you think the opportunities are now for 2015 for small business owners?
Well, I think there are some great opportunities that are making it much more affordable for small businesses to really get out there and capture business. So one of my big things right now is mobility. So mobility means a lot of things. It means making sure your website is mobilized, making sure you know how to use mobile marketing tools, but also mobility of your workforce and yourself. you know, using those tools, cloud computing resources, things like that, so that your team can work from anywhere at any time. Because we know this generation coming up now, these I don't know, millennials or whatever we want to call them, you know, they don't want to be tethered to a desk. They don't want to have the same type of work paradigm that we had. So in order to attract the best and the brightest, you've got to be able to give them a work environment that will attract them. So mobile is huge for small businesses. And, of course, you know, if you have a mobile workforce, you don't have overhead of an office. So that's a great thing for cost savings.
You know, and also you can use resources anywhere in the country. You're not necessarily tied geographically. So you really can get the best and the brightest, and also more than likely on a freelance basis. So that also keeps fixed overhead down, right?
Right, absolutely. You know, I have a couple of people who work on my team who I've never met personally. So, you know, it's a great way, great opportunity. You can get the talent that you need. You can, you know, either, you know, you don't even have to hire them full time. You can actually work with them and pay for them on an as-you-need, as-you-go basis.
And so let's just talk about, you know, healthcare reform. Unlike a lot of small business owners out there, I'm a big proponent of healthcare reform. I've been supporting Obamacare. What's your view? And are a lot of people, a lot of small business owners scared about it because they think it's going to cost their companies more money?
I think they are scared of it. They're scared of it because they don't want to cross over that 50 employee mandate. So, you know, that's keeping them from growing. They also are worried about it from, you know, if they've had a policy that maybe wasn't that great, but they did provide something, now it doesn't meet the minimum standards of the Obamacare. So they either have to up the ante or they have to let the employees go to the healthcare.gov to find their policies. So that's alarming. But also the 30-hour work week. I mean, let's face it, full-time, 30 hours, really? Like, you know, I grew up, 40 hours is a full work week.
I thought 60 for small business owners.
Yeah, exactly. 100.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. So that's a huge concern. And, you know, I think we might actually see some compromise on that going forward.
It certainly has been evolving. So tell us about, you launched a very new, interesting platform called the Small Business Expert Academy. Tell us about that.
That's true. Thank you for asking. Yes, it's a new virtual mentoring platform. So, you know, you're out speaking on talking to entrepreneurs all around the country, Barry. People come to me and they say, you know, can I hire you to coach me? Can you help me? I really need you. And it's flattering, but there are only so many hours in the day. So this new platform allows me to reach out and touch thousands and thousands of small business owners virtually. So when you come onto the website, which is smallbizexpertacademy.com, I actually come up in video. I talk to you. I ask you questions. Depending on how you answer the question, it directs you to various content on the platform. So it's very interactive. So, you know, if I can't be there in person, it's sort of the next best thing. But I'm really hoping that it'll inspire small business owners to really get their businesses growing.
I think it's a great idea. Again, just going back to the whole distance learning kind of thing. We can't be everywhere every time.
Right.
So a lot of people, Susan, see you on TV. In fact, a lot of people want to be you. So how do you get on TV like you? A lot of folks say, listen, I want to be an expert just like Susan. What's really the first step if a small business owner wants to do that?
Well, you know, the first step is to find your voice. So who are you? You can't be an expert in anything. I was talking to a lady at an event a couple of weeks ago, and she said, well, I'm an expert in this, and I'm also an expert in that. I have PhDs in both, and I said, you need to pick one. You need to pick a lane and stick to it because that's too confusing. The second thing is you need to start small. So you need to start with the you know, internet radio shows or be interviewed by a blogger or someone. Start very small, but media begets media. So once you start getting out there and you've cut your teeth, you've made your mistakes, then you can start upping the ante a little bit and looking for opportunities with larger resources. Now, I use something called Help a Reporter, Paro, helpareporter.com, and there you see all kinds of queries. You can get them a couple of times a day, and every outlet from very small programs to sometimes very large ones are looking for resources. So look at those, and I always tell people, make sure you read it very carefully and answer the reporter the way they want to be answered. So I actually use it sometimes for my blog, and I will say, please give me your points here, and here's how I want it done. And do not pitch me, because I'm not going to respond to a pitch. Well, you know, you still get PR people or the business owner themselves saying, I think you should talk to Barry Moltz, my great, you know, client, and, oh, he can talk about this, this, and this. Well, that doesn't solve my problem.
Absolutely.
So those get deleted. So make sure you really pay attention and respond to the reporter or the journalist the way they want to be responded to.
Well, Susan, thanks for being on the show. You can reach Susan at SusanSolovic.com. It's SusanSolovic.com or www.smallbizwithazexpertacademy.com. Susan, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Barry. Take care.
Well, coming up next, a recent survey shows for the first time, social media has passed email marketing as the top lead generator for small business. Find out what that means to your business and how you can take advantage of it. This is AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the roads, Eden's inbound and outbound delay free, 19 between Lake Cook Road and the Kennedy Junction. The Kennedy has no delays either. O'Hare to downtown and back just 20 minutes. It's 8 in the express lanes on the outbound side. Inbound on the Ike, heavy Damon to the circle. Some weekend roadwork in the left lane from Racine in. 33 from Thorndale, 20 from Mannheim. That roadwork should be picked up by 5 a.m. Monday. It's also affecting the CTA Blue Line, both directions single tracking between Racine and Jackson. Give yourself some extra time there. Outbound on the Ike, you're looking at a delay from Pulaski to Harlem. It's 19 to Mannheim, 32 to Thorndale. Your only other delay, inbound on the Ryan from Roosevelt to downtown at 16 from 95th. Right now, 30 degrees and overcast in Chicago. Overnight cloudy, a low around 15. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming Sunday, a high of 16. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
We saw this coming. We knew it. As soon as the president got beyond the November election, his true hidden agenda would come out. Now, you're seeing it. Worried about government spending? He wants to spend more. Worried about illegals flooding our border? He wants to see more. Worried about protecting Israel, our one true ally in the Middle East? He's not. Worried about Muslim terrorists? He won't even call them Muslim. If we make it through the last 2 years, we have the answer. November 2016. AM 560. The Answer.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
I have a confession to make. My name's Tony Orlando, and I love the services at the UPS store.
I also have a confession to make. I'm a UPS store owner, and I wish more people knew about our printing services.
I love your printing services.
You know we can print almost anything. Flyers, business cards, brochures.
You are my new best friend.
Visit theupsstore.com and see why small business owners can't get enough of everything we do. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location.
So many listeners bought MyPillows and are getting a great night's sleep. Joe Walsh here to tell you that many listeners who haven't purchased MyPillows have asked if the great buy one, get one deal is still available. Hey, good news, it is. MyPillow helps with snoring, headaches, neck pain, insomnia, allergies, and all types of ailments. And you'll get your best sleep ever. That's why MyPillow recently received a huge honor by being named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Here's the great MyPillow 10-year anniversary offer. You use the promo code Joe and get two pillows for the price of one and 50% off any other products. That's a 50% savings. Visit MyPillow.com or call 1-800-489-0201. Again, that's two MyPillows for the price of one and 50% off of anything else. All you got to do is use the promo code Joe. Do it now, 1-800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com, 1-800-489-0201.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
All right, so let me take you way back. It's 1992. I just started my third company, and I finally convinced the owner of a small business to hire a marketing director. I talked to this director, well, we can call her Joan, on her very first day. I called her back the next week, and she was no longer with the company. I asked the owner what happened. He said, well, we gave marketing a week to show results, and it didn't work out. Most small business owners don't spend the time and the money to put together a systematic marketing plan. Well, that stops today. Here to help is Lindsay Bayock. She's a director of development at Infusionsoft, one of my favorite companies, a business that helps small business owners thrive with sales and marketing solutions. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Barry. I'm excited to be here.
I was so nervous about flubbing your last name. I flubbed the first name.
Oh, no, you nailed it.
All right, good.
You nailed it.
Well, you did this wonderful small business study that has some great insights. One of the things it says that 3 in 10 small business owners, and I know most of our listeners aren't going to believe that, 30% of them still don't have a website for their business. That seems incomprehensible, Lindsay.
Yeah, we were a little shocked by that as well. But on the flip side, we're very happy that over 70% of small businesses do have a website, are moving into the digital age, and are leveraging digital platforms to drive their businesses forward.
Just like the folks at Infusionsoft, always looking at the glass half full, right?
Of course.
So the other astounding fact for me was that the survey shows that 43% only spend less than $200 a month on marketing for their company. That seems unbelievably low.
Yeah, we were surprised by that, but not really too surprised. And even within that, one of the things our study did was look at different mindsets within small business owners. And we found that one of the mindsets, actually 52%, spent less than $200 a month. So there's definitely a difference in sort of the mindset and the attitude of small business owners and how much they're willing to invest in sales and marketing on a monthly basis.
So, Lindsay, that seems unbelievable to me because it's $2,400 a year, right? It would seem to me that people say, well, $2,400 a year on marketing is really nothing. Is that folks don't know what to do, or they try something one time and it doesn't work, so they stop?
Sure. So we found that small business owners are trying a lot of different tactics. One of the things that we found this year that was a little surprising is that social media surpassed email marketing as one of the most popular online lead gen strategies for small business.
Wow.
Now, at the same time, email marketing was actually word of mouth and email marketing are still some of the top most effective tactics or strategies for small business owners. So part of the reluctance to maybe spend more money is based on not knowing what the most effective strategies are for sales and marketing.
Yeah, you know, I have gone through a lot of sales and marketing strategies from my own business to help small business owners get unstuck. And finally, about a year ago, I started using your company's software as a service at Infusionsoft. And I have to tell you, it really turned around my business, Lindsay, because I find out the biggest thing is we actually can't sell anything to anybody. We've got to be there when people are ready to buy. So you have to have a content marketing strategy that's always in front of your prospects. And Infusionsoft really helps me to do that. Tell us how you help small business owners.
Sure. Well, we help small business owners by helping them get organized, grow sales, and save time. So Infusionsoft is unique in that it's one system for all your sales and marketing activities. Our system includes the ability to centralize all your contacts, your daily interactions in one place. Then we help you craft a strategy to automate marketing and sales messages to the folks in your contact database, in your marketing lists. And then if you sell products and services online, we actually help you by providing order forms and an online shopping cart. So you're actually driving those customers to a sale all within one system.
It's incredible to me because so many small business owners still don't have a customer relationship management system where they centralize all their stuff. And then when their salespeople leave, all that knowledge, that brain trust just walks out the door.
Exactly. Well, and we find that a lot of times small business owners struggle simply to have the brain space to know where all that information is, even if it's just them. So this helps them centralize, Infusionsoft helps them centralize all that knowledge, all the relationships that are so valuable to them in one system. We find that saving time is one of the top challenges that small business owners face. And by centralizing all of their business information in one place, you're saving a whole lot of time.
Now, one of the things you mentioned, and this is no surprise, referrals are still some of the most popular. And it's not just in-person referrals, it's social proof. And that's one thing that a CRM system, an email marketing system like Infusionsoft can really help you with, because, again, you've got to be there when people are ready to buy. So you have to be in touch with people, I believe, on a weekly basis to remind them the value that you bring so they can refer other people when folks come to them and said, hey, I really need to have a guy or a woman that can do my air conditioning or to do my gardening. Do you know anybody? If you don't stay in touch with people automatically, then that never happens.
Exactly. Yeah. So while we see small business owners are trying new marketing tactics, they're still reporting by a drastic amount. 62% report that referral word of mouth is still the most effective overall marketing strategy. And number two, at 34%, is emailing to those people. So you're absolutely right. And I think it's really a combination of excellent customer service, but then you have to pair that, like you said, Barry, with asking for referrals, staying in front of those customers so that you're there in the time of need.
And what people, I mean, I call it the double helix trap. People get so busy doing their sales or doing the work, they have no time to do marketing. And I think that whatever tool you have in your company, you've got to have a way to do marketing systematically. So you set it up at the beginning of the week or the beginning of the month or the beginning of the quarter, and it just runs automatically without you even knowing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's part of the magic of Infusionsoft. If small business owners are struggling with time to get everything done, managing everything themselves, and spending time doing the things they don't love doing, setting up marketing automation is one of the best ways to save time, focus on the things that you love, and focus on growing your business.
Now, one of the things I did want to mention is that this year at the Rule Breaker Awards, Infusionsoft is one of our main sponsors. And of course, it's going to be on July 28th down in New Orleans. And we honor entrepreneurs and small business owners that have broken the rules. And let's talk about how Infusionsoft really has broken the rules and helped small business owners. I mean, you're able to use this type of tool previously to have this kind of functionality used to cost business owners thousands of dollars to really implement. But Infusionsoft really does it for not much more than a couple hundred dollars a month.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the ways that Infusionsoft is breaking the rules is thinking that small businesses have to suffer through multi-system chaos, that owning a small business has to be hard and a struggle. And it is all of those things. But one of the ways that we continually strive to innovate and constantly improve is to help small business owners achieve their passion with even better technologies. So making time savings, making getting organized, and making growing your sales even more achievable by leveraging sales and marketing automation technology.
All right. Now, I know that I'm talking a lot about Infusionsoft, but I'm really enthusiastic about it. I've saved the coolest part of Infusionsoft for last. Actually, there's two cool parts. But one of my second favorite cool part is you actually can integrate it with Microsoft Outlook. So you don't even have to log into the application. You can actually see, are they in your database? If not, you can add them. You can kick off a campaign. You can send them email right from your Outlook. And to me, that's a tremendous savings in time.
Absolutely. We integrate with Outlook and with Gmail. So you can launch automation directly from your inbox. In addition, we actually have two mobile apps. One is called Snap by Infusionsoft.
I use it.
It allows you, to snap a photo of a business card and launch automation directly from your phone.
It's so easy. So they don't have to any longer, those business cards don't have to end up in what I call the business card graveyard. I get a business card, I snap
exactly.
It, it goes right into Infusionsoft. Well, Lindsay, this has been fantastic. Where can people learn more about this study you did and Infusionsoft?
Sure. It's easy. Just search for Infusionsoft online on Google, and you'll be able to find more about Infusionsoft and also our small business surveys.
Lindsay, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Barry. It was a pleasure.
Well, coming up, only 24% of Americans volunteer every year, and that is pathetically low. But my next guest will show how your team can volunteer and earn prizes at the same time. This is AM 560. The Answer will be right back.
The President of the United States seems to have a soft spot in his heart for Muslim terrorists. First, he won't call them Muslim. Would want to offend them, poor terrorists. So misunderstood. But now, he admonishes those of us who are appalled by chopping off heads that we shouldn't get on our high horse and criticize. We did it too, back in the Crusades. Mr. President, it was over 1,000 years ago. We didn't do that. But our ancestors figured out it was wrong. That's the difference in a civilized society. You stop doing that which is uncivilized. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Gary Baumgarten. There are indications that the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan may be delayed.
President Obama is considering a number of options to reinforce our support for President Ghani's security strategy, including possible changes to the timeline for our drawdown of U.S. troops.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter speaking in Afghanistan. Notice how gas prices are inching back up. A labor dispute may be contributing to it.
It's the first nationwide oil refinery strike in more than 30 years. United Steelworkers Union says it's expanding the strike that started at the beginning of the month because the industry has refused to address safety issues through good faith bargaining.
Fox News Radio's Joe Chiaro. Both Bush brothers out of today's Daytona 500. Kurt suspended. Kyle broke a leg and a foot in a crash yesterday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Russ Harper taking a look at traffic. Still a few delays happening right now. The inbound Eisenhower is slow from Racine onto the Circle. Thorndale to the old post office 30 minutes from Mannheim 17. This is due to weekend road work, which has the left lane from Racine on into the Circle shut down. On the inbound Dan Ryan, you're still hitting a slowdown from Roosevelt on into the Circle. 95th to downtown is going to take you about 16 minutes. At the United Center right now, the Bulls are about to wrap up their game against the Phoenix Suns, at least we hope. Expect heavy traffic around the stadium after the game, especially on the outbound Eisenhower. Chicago Auto Show is still going on, 107th Auto Show to be exact. It's open from today until 10 p.m., so watch out for traffic near the area. No delays on the CTA or Metro lines right now. It's 29 degrees right now in downtown Chicago. Mostly cloudy skies. Should remain dry overnight and into tomorrow. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees. 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
For decades, maybe even centuries, entrepreneurs have been recognized for being the biggest player in the industry. But no one recognized the folks that have the courage to challenge the industry norms. Well, that's what the Rule Breaker Awards is about, and you can be nominated right now. Go to rulebreakerawards.com. That's rulebreakerawards.com. And nominate an entrepreneur for changing the industry rules. And hey, if you're a real rule breaker, you'll nominate yourself.
It's kind of strange admitting this in public on the radio, but
I love my dentist!
Yes, it might be an unusual thing to hear, but we get that a lot here at Total Dentistry in Palatine and Yorkville. I'm Dr. Anna Pellick, founder of Total Dentistry, where we hear...
I'm chilling with my denny today and loving it.
Ooh, I love this massage, but I really wish I was at my dentist.
If I skip these last holes, I could be at the dentist in a half an hour.
That's because at Total Dentistry, we've formulated special sedation techniques. So patients that have always been afraid of the dentist love coming here. Okay, maybe they're not all like that, but we have heard it. And like our name says, we do everything under one roof at Total Dentistry.
Totally.
It's a new idea. One stop, enjoyable dentistry in Palatine and Yorkville. Total Dentistry.
Mommy, please, can I go to the dentist again?
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, this is the time of year, not in December, when you need to reflect on how much, as a small business owner, you actually volunteer and help other people. I traveled this past holiday season to India and saw things that made me realize once again that I am the luckiest guy in the world. But too few of us still help out. My next guest has a solution that can get more people to volunteer and reward people for it. Beth Bond grew up in a mixed military family of nine, where service and volunteering were emphasized at an early age. As adults, she has traveled around the world helping people in need. Beth, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Barry. Thanks so much. It's Fort Good's little radio debut, so thanks so much for having
me. Absolutely. So a family of nine,
you're
pretty competitive at dinner time.
Oh, goodness. You know, I could go on, but we only have 6 minutes. My family's pretty incredible. We have a good bunch.
That's cool. Well, you quote a statistic on your website that 23% of people in the U.S. volunteer. How do we compare to other countries in the world?
You know, Barry, just north of us up in Canada, they have Edmonton specifically a volunteerism rate of 70%.
Wow.
So, you know, we definitely need to figure out a way to get more people to be involved.
So how do we get more folks to volunteer? I know that it's easy to get folks at Thanksgiving to volunteer or Christmas time, hand out gifts, but what about the other times during the year? How do we get folks involved?
You know, there's been a really large push for skills-based volunteering. So professionals that have really great expertise in certain areas, you know, more and more we have associations coming out with pro bono projects. So skills-based is one way to really engage audiences, but the way that we're really trying to do it is rewarding people who are spending their time giving back. And so that's really what 4Goods is all about.
And so how do you reward people? How does the website, it's 4goods.org, how does it really work?
Yeah, so we are a brand new reward system for volunteerism. We award points for every hour of service or for helping share a nonprofit's mission across the social web. So you receive points that you can then used to purchase products and services that otherwise you'd have to buy, a massage or movie tickets or anything that you can buy, we want you to be able to earn through service.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And then how do you actually get these prizes for the volunteers?
You know, we work with our Just Rewards partners. So that's businesses that are really looking for an innovative marketing opportunity. Like we have a lot of deal of the day sites where it's looking to leverage a large amount of people for discounts and promotions. So we figure if we apply that to the nonprofit space, we're actually connecting them to the most loyal consumer group you could really tap into, which is volunteers. So more and more people are really understanding that it's not about giving money. It's about where you spend your money. So we're creating a really cool network of people that not only volunteer, but want to crowdsource all of their resources to go to people who are giving back.
And so let's talk through that a little bit. So as a small business owner, if I want to try to give rewards, I want to try to give back, how does your website help me do that?
Sure. Well, you could list various products or services at either a discounted rate or just donate them in general. So for businesses, it actually costs nothing to donate product for our volunteers. And then we charge a very little processing fee for discounts and promotions if you're getting people to come through the door and spend money with you.
So give us an idea of how this rewards program works because, you know, just like a frequent flyer thing, I want to know what I can get for my miles. Give us an idea
Absolutely.
Of what the points are worth and
sure.
Some other things people can get.
Yeah, definitely. So our rewards work, it's 100 points for 1 hour of service. And those 100 points are worth $1. And we really like to compare that to the disparity that exists right now between the incentive that we get, the tax incentive we get for donating money versus time. Obviously, it's 10% for any monies that are donated to a nonprofit. And right now, if we were to directly translate the $1 for a $10 minimum wage, that would be a direct 10% translation. So 100 points equals 1 hour, which equals $1.
So, Beth, tell us about the traction you've been able to get for goods.org in Chicago.
Sure. Well, we're working with a few different nonprofits here in the city on our public portal. It actually just launched this past month, in addition to about 9 other cities throughout the U.S. But the thing that we're really excited about is the technology that we're developing, which allows people to really apply what we've built into their own environment. So our app is releasing soon, which will have functionality that really no nonprofits have. So, that kind of traction is, we can't wait to talk about it in quarter two, but, you know, real-time check-ins and the number of reward redemptions and visits that people are doing to sponsors of the Just Rewards portal. And so, yeah, we're growing mightily, but in Chicago specifically, we've tracked probably about 1,000 hours in the past month.
And so do you find that people really like to track the work that they're doing and get rewards? They're not really doing it for the rewards, but it's kind of nice to get something.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's the thing. Some people don't really need that incentive. And, you know, 23% of our nation doesn't.
Right.
They do it already without any sort of kickback. So there is the opportunity to donate your points back to the nonprofit, you know, allow them to do some sort of office reward, a catered meal for the staff, or eventually travel.
Beth, I think it's a great idea. We're out of this time for the segment, but I appreciate you being on the show. Beth Bond, the website is forgoods.org. Thanks, Beth, and good luck to you in the future.
Okay, have a great day.
Coming up next, I'm going to show you how to get your small business unstuck, take it to the next level. Isn't this the year that you finally stop treading water and take your company to the next level and earn the money you deserve? We'll be right back. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
Taking a look at your roadway, it's very quiet out there right now. No delays on the Edens or the Kennedy Express lanes. Wide open on the outbound side at 8 minutes. Eisenhower inbound slowing from Racine to the Circle through the left lane. Road work there going on this entire weekend. 30 from Thorndale, 17 from Mannheim. You're affected on the blue line as well because of that road work. Single tracking between Racine and Jackson. Give yourself some extra time. Outbound looking good. Inbound on the Rhine a bit tight from Roosevelt in, 16 from 95th. The Stevenson I-57, the Ford Lakeshore Drive in. All four area tollways are flowing freely. Not seeing any delays through Northwest Indiana at this time. Your Chicagoland weather forecast, 30 degrees with overcast skies. Tonight it's cloudy with a low around 15. On Sunday, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny and a high near 16. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers.
your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and software solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stock business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely, positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
I have a confession to make. My name's Tony Orlando, and I love the services at the UPS store.
I also have a confession to make. I'm a UPS store owner, and I wish more people knew about our printing services.
I love your printing services.
You know we can print almost anything. Flyers, business cards, brochures.
You are my new best friend.
Visit theupsstore.com and see why small business owners can't get enough of everything we do. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location.
For decades, maybe even centuries, entrepreneurs have been recognized for being the biggest player in the industry. But no one recognized the folks that have the courage to challenge the industry norms. Well, that's what the Rule Breaker Awards is about, and you can be nominated right now. Go to rulebreakerawards.com. That's rulebreakerawards.com. And nominate an entrepreneur for changing the industry rules. And hey, if you're a real rule breaker, you'll nominate yourself.
Hey, Jeff, man, you look refreshed.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm finally done stressing about my company's technical issues. I went all in with Turnkey IT.
That's why you look so relaxed?
Sure. All in with Turnkey IT was the best resolution I've ever made. I got brand new, brand name equipment for my office. That's new computers, servers, cloud usage, support, the whole nine. Now I can focus on my business while Turnkey takes care of the technical stuff.
That sounds like a huge undertaking.
Nah, Turnkey IT did their diagnosis seamlessly and installed all new equipment right away. And it's all covered with warranties, help desk, and on-site support. So if anything breaks, Turnkey fixes it until 2019. And it was affordable.
Wow. Well, congrats to the first resolution you'll keep.
Stop procrastinating and get a fresh start with Turnkey IT today. Visit turnkey.pro and go all in for your company's IT needs. Visit turnkey.pro today.
If you're all in at the bar, I'm all in for a beer.
Cheers.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, online dating is all the rage these days, but can matchmaking work on a professional level to help small businesses? Here to help is April Davies. She grew up in a town with 600 people, and while working, she found a lot of those people were coming to her for dating advice. She started to match people up romantically and professionally, especially older people. April, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So I hear the karma is that your husband is actually a divorce attorney.
That is correct, yeah.
And so how does that work? You just want to make sure you stay happily, right?
Well, yeah, definitely. But he also provides me a different perspective and insight on what goes wrong in relationships, and then I can take that information and apply it to my clients who I'm trying to help them to get into a healthy, happy relationship.
So
and that way they're not picking people for the wrong reasons,
right.
Ultimately, you know, and so they don't ultimately end up in his office.
So tell us how you match people up from a romantic and a professional viewpoint.
Well, it starts at the values, you know, what's important to both individuals and understanding, you know, where they, how do they look at a relationship and what do they want from that relationship and that person. And from there, it's, you know, looking at lifestyle, what are some of their, maybe their interests. They don't have to be exact, because two people both like to golf doesn't mean that they're going to be a good match, of course. So it's good to have a complement, you know, not exact.
And so how does that work for professional people? What kind of things do you look at to say, well, if two people have these kind of professional skills, I think they're going to be a match? How do you use your expertise for that?
Most of our clients are busy professionals who they don't have time for online dating or going out and meeting someone at the bar. And they want to have that long-term committed relationship. And so what I'll do is I'll sit down with them and go through, you know, all their things that are important to them. What are their interests, their hobbies, their families? Some are already divorced and maybe have kids. So it's important to understand all those different things and what they're, who they are and what they're looking for and who would be the right complement to them. And then from there, I will go into my database of singles that anyone that can wants to, they can join our database and be considered as a match. And I can filter on certain criteria. So if I'm looking for somebody that maybe has no kids or does have kids or maybe lives within 5-mile radius of where my client lives, you know, all those different kinds of things. And then I will meet with that person and in person and learn more about them, same kinds of questions, sit down, see them in person. And so I'm not just looking at a photo or something, whereas it's the case in online dating where you never know what you're going to get until they show up.
Well, talk about not knowing what you're going to get. About 27 years ago, I actually met my wife on a blind date. Now, that wouldn't happen today because of social media. Last question I have for you, is social media really the demise of dating? Has it changed the way that most romantic and professional relationships are actually formed?
Well, social media, like Facebook, is actually the biggest online dating platform right now. And yes, of course, it's definitely changed how things, how people meet and what you know about someone before you go into the date. And part of the way we work, though, is our clients, a lot of times they're out there in the spotlight. A lot of them are very successful business owners, and they don't want their profile out on Match.com, or they don't want people to be able to say that, so they want the confidentiality. But yeah, it's definitely, I would say, Facebook, online, all those things have really changed everything.
Right. April, I gotta leave it there because we're at the end of this segment. April, thanks so much for being on the show. The website is called cupidscronies.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
Well, thanks for joining us on Business Sanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nextiva. Special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, and our producer, Brandon Glass. Debbie, if you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Well, I left a list for you today.